Let My Ass Swallow It, 16 audiobooks, collection 2, first time, Virgin Rough Anal Sex Erotica, written by Tori Westwood, Connie Cookqueen and Kimmy Welsh, narrated by Sierra Klein and Kelly Morgan.
I'd gone shopping that weekend with my eye on a new dress that I'd seen earlier in the week. I found the shop, and thankfully it was mostly empty. I walked past the cute-looking sales assistant, who appeared to be one of the only people in the store. He was 19 or so, and this looked like one of his first jobs. They had the dress in my size, and I skipped to the fitting rooms to try it on, smiling at the worker and clocking his name badge in the process. Inside, I took a look at myself in the long mirror, running my hands down my sides and throwing back my blonde hair. Even at 42, I think I still had the power to dazzle, and I was hoping to do more than that in this dress. It was a little red number that had caught my eye immediately, but I wanted to check it didn't ride too high up on my thigh. It was quite short and revealing, but I like to think I had the figure for it. I undressed and got into the garment, zipping up the sides and admiring how it looked on me. The skirt was some way up over the knee, but it hugged me in just the right places. "Jason," I called, "can you come in here?"
"Ma'am?"
he answered quickly, approaching the curtain. I could see his feet underneath, but he didn't enter. "How does this look?" I said, pulling the curtains open and dragging him quickly inside. He stumbled into me, and I flashed the curtains closed again, trapping him in there with me and forcing him to give me an answer.
"I shouldn't be in here. What would my boss think?"
I scoffed. "No one's paying any attention to us, honey. Relax." He took a look into the mirror now, and his eyes ran up and down my body. I watched him take a nervous swallow. "Well, what do you think?" I asked. "Does it look good?"
"You look, good, ma'am,"
he said nervously. I turned my ass to the mirror and looked over my shoulder at my reflection in his. "Is it too short?" His eyes shot to my toned behind and to the skin of my thigh.
"I don't think so."
"Good," I smiled. "I think I'll get it." I started to unzip the dress without really thinking, and Jason turned from the mirror, gripping the curtain and making a hasty retreat. "Wait," I giggled, grabbing him. "Now that you're here, I might as well get your opinion on something else." He turned cautiously, trying to look everywhere else except the mirror or my body. "Do these panties look nice?" I asked, biting my tongue as I watched him blush. To know I could have that effect on a younger guy was starting to make me feel naughty.
"Geez,"
he sighed.
"I'm sure they look great."
"Come on," I laughed, pulling his arm. I let the dress drop to the floor, standing there in only my panties and bra now. "Do they look sexy?"
"My God," he hissed. "What if people hear?"
"There's no one in the shop, Jason," I said, peering through the curtains to be sure. "Come on, what do you think?"
"About what?"
he asked, his cheeks flush with a red hue. "My curves," I teased. "Have I got a nice ass?"
"Am I still asleep?"
he asked, tongue in cheek, refusing to answer. "Come on," I said, twisting his head and making him look in the mirror. "Is it a nice ass?" He stared, and I saw his pupils grow fat with lust as he took in the image.
"Yes,"
he said quietly.
"It's a nice ass, ma'am."
The smile started somewhere in my stomach and radiated through me until it blossomed on my face. I started to feel a strange attraction to him, as though our proximity and my lack of clothes were having an effect on the both of us. "Please, call me Mrs. Rogers." I bit my lip, trying in vain to keep my sinful ideas to myself, but I couldn't hold it in. Something was making me want to say it. I need your opinion on something else," I said, and now I was talking much softer, putting my body against him and whispering in his ear.
"What is it, Mrs. Rogers?"
he said, his body stiff with nerves and caution. "What do you think of my asshole?" I breathed, putting a hand on his chest. Jason became tenser, catatonic with nerves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?